Glitch in the Perfect System, a story by Sameer Raute. Fear is wisdom in the face of danger, and the greatest fear of life is death. There's no other person in the universe who fears death more than a man named Dhar Inder. As a matter of fact, the many cultures he lived in throughout his immortal life, his name has become synonymous with fear. Dhar is an immortal being in a mortal universe, so in the many billion years, he has survived the extinction of many species, destruction of many planets, and death of many stars. He has lost countless loved ones to such an extent that he stopped getting attached to anything that dies. His fear of death pushes him to stay alive. Not knowing what lies beyond prevents him from taking a leap of faith into the valley of death. His brilliant mind paired with an unkillable body allows him to survive every apocalyptic event. Whenever he realizes that a world is about to die and there is no way for him to stop it, he simply moves to another place. Dhar continues to do that until he reaches a dead end. Time eventually runs out, and what he sees in the sky is complete darkness. No more solar systems, no more burning balls of life to give him hope, no more worlds to explore. At this point, he is at the last possible civilization before the death of the universe. A place called Svamai. It's an inevitable ending that Dhar is staring at when he looks at the night sky. Where can he go from here? Strangely, this is the place where he feels he belongs. Being aware of the inevitable doom, everybody shares Dhar's thought process. They all are immortal, perfect, intelligent beings, and they all fear death. It is this fear that drives them to invent the time machine. It's the ultimate masterpiece of engineering. A self-sustaining vessel that can serve as an eternal residence capable of traveling through space and time. This is not the first time a species has invented the time machine. Many civilizations are able to crack the code of time. But sooner or later, they realize that time is the thing that they must not tamper with. Actions have consequences, and the people who don't understand that are erased from existence. Having said that, Dhar Inder does not care. His survival is the most important thing. As Dhar begins his time travel journey, he makes it his mission to travel everywhere possible. This increases the duration of his life multiple folds. At one point, Dhar is literally 100 times older than the universe itself. Even that cannot go on for eternity. As I said, actions have consequences. Hence, there is a safety system installed in the time machine that prevents Dhar from going to a place where he has already been. Hence, soon he runs out of places to be. Finally, Dhar is inside his spaceship, floating in an endless abyss. The universe is at a point where it is completely empty. Even the black holes that are supposed to be the last survivors have eroded out of existence. At this point, even time is irrelevant. Inside the spaceship, Dhar frenetically scans the space-time map, searching for a place he hasn't gone before. Suddenly, the entire spaceship shakes as if it hit something. This is not possible in an empty universe. Dhar opens the door to find another similar spaceship, just like his. Excited, he knocks on the door, hoping to meet the person inside. The door opens and something strange happens right then. All of a sudden, he sees himself as if staring at a mirror. This is an impossibility brought to life. As per the time travel rule, you should not, you cannot meet yourself. When that happens, Dar's view of his surroundings starts to glitch. Everything starts to disintegrate. Even the darkness of the empty space starts to break away, showing him the absolute truth. At this point, it is hard to explain what he sees, but the universe is no longer a physical space to be in. Dar finally experiences the truth that he has known for a long time now. The universe is just pure information. Although we perceive the world as physical space, it is just information fed into our being. We are not very different from the data in our computer hard drive. The truth is that Dar never lived. He simply experienced the pre-written story that he chose to experience. Now is the point where his story ends and Dar finally accepts his death. The end.